Hello and welcome to 7 Days of Gaming, the biggest stories from the last week in the PC gaming world. I'm your host Alex Pace, and this episode covers the week from the 13th to 20th of July 2017. We've got BioWare's general manager resigns, major Telltale announcements, Lord of the Rings Online finally reaches Mordor, Just Cause 3 goes multiplayer, and pet safety problems in Stardew Valley. Let's get to it. Wargaming have struck a deal with Splash Damage, the studio that released multiplayer FPS's Dirty Bomb and Brink, and also contributed to games like Gears of War 4 and Wolfenstein Enemy Territory. Multiple projects are now apparently in the works, with the main focus being on Splash Damage's, quote, vast multiplayer experience. Both parties speak about their dedication to good game design and the value of listening to the community. Splash Damage CEO Paul Wedgwood says, "The Wargaming universe gives our team a great creative canvas, allowing us to develop a game experience for a massive, loyal following, and we're extremely excited to get started." BioWare's general manager, Aaron Flynn, is set to leave the company after 5 years in his current role, and a total of 17 years as an employee. He will be replaced by Casey Hudson, who was the project director on Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic and the first three games in the Mass Effect series. Flynn was looking to make a life change for a while, and was prompted to go ahead with this move after he knew Hudson would be filling the role. Hudson left BioWare in 2014 to go work with Microsoft on the HoloLens, and he says these years have been transformative, and he is thrilled to be returning. Hudson's work is already cut out for him, continuing Flynn's work on the company's new IP, Anthem. In case you didn't already know, Green Man Gaming's summer sale warm-up has launched, offering both straight discounts and flash deals every 24 hours. The online store says it will build up to the main event in August, with different deals, presumably increasing in value, along the way. Games on sale include Fallout 4, XCOM 2, and Mad Max, among a host of others. In game release and update news, The Wolf Among Us is set to return for a second season, along with a final season of The Walking Dead and a five-part series called Batman: The Enemy Within. The new Wolf Among Us series has little information at the moment, with Telltale simply saying it will begin a fresh story arc, and both Bigby and Snow White's voice actors will be returning. The Walking Dead series doesn't yet have an official title, with its working name being The Final Season. Players will once again play as Clementine. Finally, in the Batman series, players will have to deal with both the Riddler and the Joker as they navigate uneasy alliances and decide who they will trust. Batman will arrive on the 8th of August, while The Walking Dead will come out in the first half, and Wolf Among Us in the second half of next year. Lord of the Rings Online has finally arrived at Mordor, 10 years after release. The MMO's sixth expansion will allow players to travel deep into Mordor, take advantage of a new allegiance system, participate in over 300 quests, and meet the High Elves. There will be much to explore, with dangerous relics of the past and challenging enemies to encounter. It launches on the 31st of July, and prices range from $40 to $130. The Pixelmon Minecraft mod, which attempted to create an intricate Pokemon-like experience within the game, has been shut down by the Pokemon Company. The mod first launched in 2013, and had custom-made Pokemon models, along with familiar gym leaders and purchasable items. It was updated regularly and had an active fanbase, both on YouTube and in forums. The team say they had a great time making the mod and building the community. Pokemon and Nintendo are renowned for being very defensive of their brand, and it's surprising it lasted these last 4 years. In other mod news, the long-awaited multiplayer mod for Just Cause 3 has launched for free through its own page on Steam. Developer Team Nanos say it allows up to 100 players to mess around on the same island, doing everything from blowing stuff up, racing cars, jets and boats, pulling off stunts together, custom game modes, and blowing up some more stuff. The initial 1.0 version won't include support for tethering things together, but that, along with achievements and skin changes, is set to arrive with the next update. Future plans beyond that will also be unveiled soon. In esports news, Dota 2's The International has once again broken prize pool records, surpassing its own record of $20.7 million, with a current running total of $22 million. The success is largely due to the sale of the Battle Pass, 25% of the price going towards the pool, and which this time round includes a whole story-based co-op campaign. 18 teams will compete at the event from the 7th to the 12th of August, with the winner taking home 44% of the prize money, which would currently be close to $10 million. At the CSGO DreamHack event in Valencia, Spain, Swedish team Ninjas in Pyjamas beat fellow Swedes Red Reserve 2-0, winning $50,000. They competed against 7 other teams. Also at DreamHack Valencia was an event in the StarCraft II World Championship Series. It saw Polish player Eleza beat Norwegian Snoot 4-3, winning $25,000 and securing a seed in the global finals. He played against 79 others. The Smite DreamHack Summer Finals saw mixed European Diginatis beat another European team, Rival, 3-2, taking home $60,000 against 7 other players. The top sellers on Steam this week were PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, CSGO, H1Z1, King of the Kill, GTA 5, Middle-Earth, Shadow of Mordor, Fire Pro Wrestling World, Stardew Valley, Friday the 13th, and God Eater 2 Rage Burst. Finally, my favourite story of the week was, a concerned player has written in to Stardew Valley creator Eric Barone, worried about the game's guinea pigs. Within the game is a character named Abigail, who has a pet guinea pig, David. The writer, who goes by the username BuffyB on Reddit, says the pet is being treated wrongly in 3 key areas. Firstly, guinea pigs are herd animals and should always have at least one companion. Secondly, the cage in which it is housed, an aquarium, is incorrect. And thirdly, it has access to a wheel, which are almost never sold big enough to prevent lifelong debilitating back problems from occurring. Buffy writes, "Since there are so many people playing your game, I was hoping you could correct this to better educate people about guinea pigs." They go on to say, despite this, they have enjoyed many hours in the game. While the sentiment is definitely for the safety of animals, Barone is in no hurry to change it. Quote, "I was a bit surprised when I first saw it, because it's not something that had ever crossed my mind. Originally, I was going to have Abigail own a hamster, but then I thought to myself, hamsters seem kind of trendy right now. Maybe I should do something different, like a guinea pig. I don't remember looking into it that deeply, and I was certainly unaware that the design of the cage would be harmful to a guinea pig in real life. I certainly don't want my game to cause harm to any guinea pigs, but I'm also not sure if the mistake would actually result in that. I'll have to think about it some more." Unfortunately, Buffy has also attracted a fair amount of vitriol over the issue and has expressed their sadness over the toxicity of the growing community. You can become a patron of the show at patreon.com/7daysofgaming. Get snazzy rewards and perks in return for everything you donate, going towards improving quality and equipment. Whoever signs on before we reach $20 a month will enter into the Hall of Fame, where you can have 2 links of your choosing displayed on the website. Thanks a bunch for listening to the episode. You can check out the show at 7daysofgaming.com and sign up for the email list, where you get a new podcast in your inbox every week. Make sure you're subscribed on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow me on Twitter at 7_D_G, leave a like on the Facebook page, and join the Steam group. The show is also on YouTube. It's quick and easy to find if you don't have access to your usual podcast device. Any kind of feedback is very welcome. Feel free to leave a review on iTunes and say what you think about the show, or drop by the website and leave me a note. I might even read it out on the next episode. Share the show around with anyone you know who's interested in PC gaming. Keep them current. I'm on holiday for the next week, so thank you, RoccoW, for the music, and I'll see you in 2 weeks' time.